use off at least, you know, as
okay,
people
so
from different parts of the world doing greenways and
okay. So we're about to get going with the greenway cycle. There's about 15 people, two Garda Síochána, lots of bikes. So we're also here with members of the Greenways group that are here. Daniel from Prague is going to speak to us. There's also, if you could just say who's here, what you're here for, what you think about this idea of the Dublin Greenway.
Mm-hmm. We have people here from the Czech Republic, my colleagues from the Czech Greenways program. We have people from the US, from the World Car Free Network, which is based also in Prague. And I think this, what you are doing here, it's a great example of a bottom-up approach to constructing greenways, and this is exactly what we are trying to do in Central and Eastern Europe. We don't like, you know, trails being built only by municipalities or developed, not only built by developed by regions and municipalities, but what you are doing here, it's exactly the same approach which we are using from the bottom up. The people come up with idea for a greenway, and then, you know, authorities, they take the ideas and make it to a real trail which is separated from a motorized transport.
And how successful have these trails been in Eastern Europe? Are they growing and growing?
Yeah, there are. We have currently about 11 initiatives like this. You know, the kind of greenways like what you have, they are extremely popular in large urban areas. For example, we are building several with the support of citizens in Prague. But I also, we were last year, there was a World Car Free conference in Berlin, and they have a similar concept like you have. We have seen in the US many, many different greenways which were, you know, bottom up. They are not so perfect and with the surface, but they are really greenways done by people, and this is what is also our approach. It doesn't have to be perfect with equipment, etc., but it has to be planned and developed with participation of the cycling groups and people who live along the greenway.
So in terms then of connecting with the communities in the areas and getting outreach to them, getting them aware of the ideas and part of the team that are making these ideas realities.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we also have to take in consideration that you know, there are lots of trails, cycling lanes, cycling trails in Dublin, but greenways are special because they're not only good for people, but they're also green corridors for animals, and you know, they serve several purposes.
And what about, like, here in Dublin, we're also trying to get this greenway to be a seepull, a continuous productive urban landscape, so try to get food growing along the way and get people involved with planting the food in their local area.
That's also our main goal in Central Europe. We are trying to organize, for example, farmers markets along the greenway, so the local produce is being sold along the greenway, whether it's in the market or in the co-op or also in the restaurants,
you know, the gardens.
Or the gardens, you know, this is exactly what I've seen, for example, in Italy, greenways which are lined up with crops, for example, crops which is used for biomass production, and they're using this crop is being used for heating apartments along the greenway. There are lots of, you know, great ideas. So what you can do, you can protect the greenway with the crop, and once it's harvested, it's used again locally.
And at yesterday's conference, European conference, the man from the Valonia, I think, network was saying, like, this is going from a little project to a movement, and all these movements are coming together. The greenways is really an umbrella bringing so many different things together, and it just seems such a win-win situation. Everybody benefits, everybody can participate, and it costs relatively little to make it happen.
Yeah, it's also interesting. It's really a worldwide movement which was started in the US about in the 80s, and now it's in Europe, it's in Australia, it's also now happening in Central and Eastern Europe, the parts of which just joined the EU or which are going to join the EU. So I think it's also about, you know, a lifestyle of people in the urban areas. They are, you know, being sick of the bad environment, and they want to have same benefits, you know, as for people who live in the countryside, and it can be done in the cities. And you know, the European cities are becoming more and more friendly for citizens, but there has to be will from the politicians and from the municipalities to change the patterns of the 70s, where the roads were built, you know, heavily, and the soft infrastructure was completely neglected.
And do you get much funding for this? Like, you know, this is only an idea now, but do you think that there might be Greenways monies or European monies, environmental money to go into this?
Of course, we are using, you know, EU money, the structural fund, for example, from Czech Republic, or the Interreg projects. If we have all our Greenways are cross-border projects, so we can utilize also money which is used for transnational projects.
Okay, so well, hopefully we can just push this on and try to make this a reality and get as many people aware of this project and involved and make stronger links with the rest of Eastern Europe and Europe, and you know, and just get more and more, and hopefully we'll all be biking around and visiting each other on bikes soon.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's also for tourism. You know, if you go to a city, you always have this traditional tourist monuments and stuff. You know, people are being sick of it. We also want to offer an alternative for people, you know, who want to go on bicycle and see city, you know, for the citizens, not only for tourists, because I think Dublin is similar to Prague. It's a very touristy town. There's lots of things are being done for tourists, but not so many things being done for local people.
Yeah.
That can be combined.
Okay, well, we better get going anyway. So it's time to get going. So listen, should we see you soon? And okay, thank you.